that separation from?
Where do they get this Riffa from? Anybody know?
The Vatican? I don't know.
What was it? Zucker's basement.
Kraft Zenger.
The manuscript's the end of the Vatican.
Were you recording that?
Oh, yeah.
Matt, what was that
word
you said
They piece it together from different things.
Is that a picture of the original or something?
Oh my gosh, Lewis's old ring.
It's from the Xaviad Oxford.
Pretty messed up, right?
For Rishon, I guess.
It's from here.
We got it from the English.
So he takes a very hard, strict approach here. And he says like this, by the Meish Lakos, He says, Yesh Mefarshim, Bechi Hechi B'Mavarech Akulu Shalki Bari Pri Adama Hachanami B'Maya Didhu. So that's the way some want to say, basically everybody, it's funny how he says it. Yesh Mefarshim. Who's Yesh Mefarshim? It's just the Rif, Rav Rishonim in Tosfos, the Rambam, the Rid, Tirga, Tamid Ibn Yonah, the Rashba, the Rush. But anyway, some want to say that it means you make the bracha on the Mayan like you'd make on the Pri, on the Erica. And he says, Hi Pirusha Lesa. It can't be.
That solves a lot of problems.
Can't be. That's the pshat in this Gemara. The me odif me dusha the tamri. How could it be better than the honey? The coveted honey. The ha the who gufa tomorrow. And we say, shahakal. So he says, this cannot be the pshat.
Is she asking that question specifically about dates, or just, that would be also, how is it worse than apple juice, which is also guf hapre? Is there something about that question that's...
No, he's saying, apparently the dusha the tamri was a chiddush, because that was
right.
The one that Rav Ashi said.
Right.
Right? And this he's saying is even much less than dusha the tamri. That's really, at least you could say, it's the he says that's the gufa tomorrow.
Because it's of me'atzma or something like that.
Because it's of me'atzma, whatever you're gonna right. say. But this is just mayim. This is just like tam in the water.
What's his objection? I don't understand.
The objection is it's not possible to say that you make a bari pri adama on the water that a vegetable is cooked in. Once we say that you don't make a bari pri eitz on the honey that comes out of a date, so it's just not possible. It's a kal v'chomer. So he has a whole different pshat. So what's his pshat? His pshat is this. And then he goes further. We didn't do the sugya. It's coming up. Some amorayim held. Maybe it's focus tonight even, that held that cooking anything that you cook becomes a shakal right away, no matter what. Just automatically becomes a shakal. Just the cooking itself makes it a shakal. So he learns like this: Elavadai hachi pirusha. D'im birech al hashlokos borei pri adama nifteru meimayin ba'oso bracha. That's the only question. The only question is if you make the bracha on the carrot in the soup, now when you drink the water, you putter. It's like an ikar and tafel. Va'afilu b'she'ena mayim tfeilin lohem. Even if it's not tafel. V'dinu she'im yesh kan peros, yesh kan schitoson. And he says it'd be the same halacha. But if you had fruits and you had their juices, u'birich ala peros she'yiftru me'men. Same din. If you had an apple juice, you make a bracha on the apple, you can drink the apple juice without a bracha. Why? Kevin de migufayu ninu. It's like an ikar and tofel in substance, not in achiva. So that's a whole different shot. And then he learns the question of shivsa, totally reversed. He says, and that's the question of Shivsa. What? Because the Shivsa is an Asev Shinosim Atvikadera, Lematek Ba'almov, Lola Ochlo. You don't put it in there to eat it, you just put it in there to sweeten the Tavsha. Ubalaz Anis. Okay. Aniset. What's that, Anis? Elim. So what's the question? Elim is the time of delay. So if it's just for putting it in there to sweeten up the food, umechishalik le bottle agav maya. But when you take it out, now it's bottle with regard to the mayim, meaning the food itself. The su lo chazi levruchi ale, right? And it's not a food. The anise that you take out is not really edible. Kevan dechein lo miftri maya didei bebracha didei. So then it's not going to be the same thing. Two totally different things. Did we learn the wrong shot? He's saying it's zuama didei. It's to sweeten up. It's to make the anise better. He's saying that's the question. Do you put the anise? Do you put the shivsa in there to give tam to the tavshil, or to remove its edge, its bitterness? What do you want to say? Didei? Is that the lesson you want?
No.
Zuama didei or zuama?
Olavur zuama adila.
Does Rashi say anything? No, right. So he's saying it's zuama didei.
That doesn't seem like the. I mean.
The kevan de chazi lemechal chazi lebruchi alei. The kevan de chain miftri mai didei. So he's saying, yeah, he's saying, I think the opposite of the way we were learning, we were thinking. But he's saying if it's put in there for tam, then it's not like it. Because it means the thing is not really a food, and therefore you can't say make the bracha on the thing, well, pater it's mayim, because it's mayim is really the ikar, and it is really like another. But if you say you put it in there just to be misaking it as an ochel, then it falls back into the regular din of if you make a bracha on the carrot, you don't have to make a bracha on the soup. And then he wants to say that's what you prove from Truma. It comes out according to him, that from the Mishnah in Truma you see it's not an ochel, and therefore lo miftar maya delay bebracha de borech ale. Apparently, and you'd make a bracha b'tzarach levruchi a maya didei shahakol. I don't know what bracha you'd make on it. We all don't have food anymore. But anyway, that's the way he learns. He learns the whole thing, push it straight, that mayim that comes out of the thing is not the thing. And therefore, it's not possible to make a bracha, a bor pri adama, on the mayim of the air. It's just not possible. And he says somewhere, and you think he says on the Gemara in Pesachim, I think it was in Pesachim or in the Chulin, one of those places. He says, really, min haTorah, all mayim, all mei peros is zeya. It's just a gzeiras hakasuv that anavim and zeisim are different.
It's a difficult way to read the Gemara because it says Maya the Shalki Kishalki.
Yeah, I know, it's a difficult way. It's a difficult way.
It just means that there's a
difficult way.
And he also, if you just had the Maya the Shalki by himself, you make Shalki?
Yeah, definitely.
Which Pasuk?
What if you made in a Dhamma?
By Bikurim, those other things.
What if you made in a Dhamma?
On the Maya the Shalki? No, you're not the other.
And how is it butchered then?
Because he's saying it's a different thing, that if you make a bracha on the source and you eat the source, that'll pater what's tafel to it. It's like a different ikar and tafel idea. It's a completely different idea. But anyway, I just want to show you that this is a big problem. I mean, this is a big problem. It's a major problem, these two sigmas. And the Ritva basically held there's no resolution to this problem. And he has a whole different shita in the brachas. I didn't see anyone bring the sheet down alacha to be choshesh for the ripla. Okay, anyway.
Can you go over what you said about the Rashba again?
The Rashba?
Yeah.
With the Mayim over there? I'm afraid to do over it. It was good. It came out, it ended good. It started sounding good yesterday.
It's good.
That the Rashba holds. That the Rosh beholds that what? That it has to be the derech achila of the thing. Right? That the mashke has to be the derech achila. in order to be considered a mashka. Right? So he's saying, buy a vegetable that you cook, so Berach HaFilah is not to be eaten raw. It has to be according to the Yechonim bring down. Mishnah Berurah is really comprehensive. I mean, you go through the Mishnah Berurah with the Biur HaLachos. He's very, very comprehensive. All these shitas, he really goes through it really very nicely. And he also mentions that according to the Rashba, would have to be, that's its main way. At least, maybe half and half. There's got to be, at least it's an ikker, or, you know, a real derech chila, not just something that can be eaten either way. It has to really be the derech chila that way. So then he's saying that the mayim, the may peros that comes out, is by definition the way that those may peros are eaten, because they're not eaten when they're in the natural state in the fruit, in the vegetable. That's not the derech achila of them is, since the vegetable itself is eaten after it's cooked. So that's gonna in a side way, not in an ikker way, but in a side way, it's gonna be koveya, the derech achila of the liquid that was in it. Right? It's like a mamela. But it's different than the peros that you juice. That has to be the ikker way of eating the prig. There's no other way to have that type of thing. Right? And he holds that the shame, in order to be a shame ochel, shame mashke, it has to be from the beginning that this is determined, that this is the way this thing is eaten. Now, in a fruit, you only eat either the fruit or its juice. It's one or the other. Once you get the juice, the fruit is gone. And once you eat the fruit, there's no juice, right? But by the yirokos, you can have both, because the cooking causes the main peros to come out, and the fruit and the yerek is eaten cooked. So then it's the derech of the and apparently the may yirokos is eaten. It's not a waste. So it turns out that originally, when you have the yerek, you have to there's a conceptual split that it's saying part of it is destined to be eaten as a yerek, and part of it right now is destined to be exuded and eaten in the exuded form. That's after the bishul. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're positing the fact that people, it is derech achila to eat those juices,
yeah,
as opposed to it.
Absolutely. That's what Rashi calls the tafshil too. I mean, it's not an odd thing. It's a food. It's a food. Yeah. Okay. Oh, so take a look at the Bahag. Let's take a look at the Rush, right? Oh, so Hanukkah, I realize, is what? It's not this week. Hanukkah
is from
the
Monday.
Week. Right, and so why don't we just start first day?
Sunday night.
Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night.
Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday
night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night.
Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday night. Sunday
Okay, that's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Vikasav Bal Hilchos Gedolos. Vehu Shinasan Bo Mayim. So the case in which the Gemara is speaking about, of Meperos, is a case in which you...
Of the
Divshet Tamar, right. Is when you added water to it.
Is when you added water to it. Now, right now, he's going to have to also learn that when the Gemara says, Ki ha-tana ditnan, dvash tamarim, right, he's also going to have to learn that that Mishnah is talking about with water in it.
It
would seem so. Otherwise, there's no rye at all. Striking. Okay. Go ahead.
Di levado hu, mevarach lev bri praetz, di ishtani leiluya, kmo shem and zayas.
That's everyone's favorite expression, ishtani leiluya. What does that mean? Right? It's difficult. Ishtani leiluya. He says ishtani leiluya. And, he says ishtani leiluya. Did someone else say ishtani leiluya? That's what the Rush quoted, the Rush quoted the Tosis. That everything is ishtani leiluya except for yayin and zemen.
You said that? I thought you just said that those are ishtani leiluya.
Well, those are the only things that are ishtani leiluya.
Right.
Healthy nami kasha lamasha period for Tosis. Does Asim have another ishtani leiluya? Right. Kol shame peros low ishtani leiluya.
Right.
Right? And the Bhag is saying, no, it's just like Zaysim. It's ishtani leiluya. I mean, And the Maram, I'm not going to do it. He just says the other way. He says you don't make a boy for eights. Whole vishdani legriusa. Like what's going on? Everything is just up for grabs. Yeah. Is it the vishdani legriusa like?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like the same type of vishdani legriusa then. We have.
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
That's his argument. I don't think the Baha'i... did you check the Bhag?
Yeah.
Does he say ishtani leiluya? I don't think he said... I don't remember him saying it.
I don't remember him saying it, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not positive, but...
Okay, go ahead. So that's his argument. That's the way the Rush has his argument. That why do you make a Bari Priya 8 on the Shemen that comes from the... From the date... What does he call it? It's levado. Just says levado. On the shemen, levado, why do you make up your eights? Because it's an improvement. Just like shemen's eyes.
And hell, he holds it to just a regular change, then it would be.
Just like shemen's eyes. But for some reason, he holds that what? That if it's mixed with water, then it becomes Zeba'alma. It's a funny thing, too.
Right.
You mix it with water, it becomes Zeba'alma.
It's just a new thing. It's water.
It's just when I say ikur, the ikur is the vash.
I mean, it also seems to be funny that it calls it zeya then.
Zeya,
it seems like
yeah.
You're,
like zeya. You wouldn't say that shaman.
You put it in the nigger.
That's right. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Velona hira. Nahave kemo hayotzi min arimoim umin hatahinim. Damrino neperet kol asha. Dechashvinon lehu zeya bama.
Right. So in Psachim, the Gemara says over there that juices from the pomegranate and the fig are rosea. Vein sofigus arabayim. That's by Orla, right? El al yotam and zesim anovim. Gabi Orla. So over there, the Gemara says that all other fruit juices are zeya, except for zeisim and anovim. Go ahead.
V'lo arif miyayin tapuchim.
And it's not any better than yayin tapuchim. It's kind of like mixing everything. Yayin tapuchim was what? Was truma. Was the case of truma we had. Right? Okay.
The Efshar de Taima de Gaon, Mishum de Bekra Ksiv, Udvash, Velo Ksiv Tamarim.
That is a curious thing. I mean, that is a strange thing. The Pusik says, Eretz, in the end, Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. Eretz Chita, is it Chita, Saora, Geffen, Teina, Rimon. Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. two, it says Eretz twice, but Zeis Shemen means the olive, the oil olive. Right? The olive that has oil. It's a Zeis Shemen. It's an olive oil. And Devash is what? Devash refers to date honey. But is it referred to the date honey or is it referred to the date?
What's the
share
of this?
What? Yes, so the Gemara learns things from that pasuk. There are several things from that pasuk. One of them is the Gemara later on says you learn shiurim. Everything in that pasuk you learn a shiur. Because that's the because that's the shevach of Eretz Yisrael, that the peros have the shiurim of Torah in it.
Learn the order of brachos, which to make before which.
The order too, right?
The Old Testament.
But what is the but by the shiurim it helps you understand what those things are actually referring to. So what's the shiur that you learn from Devash? Koseves Hagasa. Yom Kippur. So Rash says Devash Amar Torah. Who Devash Tamar? The Koseves he Tamar. But you're not learning a shiur of honey. Honey's not teaching you any shiur, right? The shiur is from the date itself. The shiur from the date itself. The Mosef Rashi has bring that, because this Gemara is quoted in two other places. Two or three other places, yeah. And then in another place, Rashi says, he says, Kol mini matika keruyan dvash. Dvash just means something sweet. The tamarim mini matika. Doesn't even mean honey, according to Rashi. Just means a sweet thing. So it's definitely referring to the date. And you look in all the halachos that they write, like for instance, Bikurim is only from the Shivaminim, right? And you're not allowed to bring honey, date honey as Bikurim. That is not Bikurim. You must bring the date. And you learn it from the Pasuk, from the Shivaminim. So there's no question in the Pshat, it's referring to the date. Why is it called honey? It's a good question. But it's definitely referring to the date, right? So what's the Bahag's argument? If you look away carefully, he says, it says in the Pasuk, Dvash, and it doesn't say Tamarim. But what does it mean? It does mean Tamarim. That's his argument. He doesn't argue that Dvash doesn't refer to Tamarim. It does refer to the date. But it's calling the date by the honey. Right? That's his argument. Not that it's... Not because the shear of Dvash, when the Gemara says you learn the shear from Dvash, it means you learn the shear from the date. The date is the shear. But he's saying, why does the Torah refer to the date via its honey? It's definitely a reference to the date. But the reference is made through the honey. You know what I mean?
So that shows you itself, right?
That shows you something. What does that show you? The imkain. Kro airi bedvash azov me'ilav min atamarim. U'bechlal shivas amin anu. So since the Torah is equating the date, so now the Rosh is making a new kimta. How does he know it's definitely talking about the dvash azov me'ilav? How does he know it's the dvash azov me'ilav?
As opposed to
squeezed out the dvash, I don't know. I mean, pashtus he's saying, because that's the pasuk. I mean, the pasuk is talking about natural. The pasuk is not talking about produced entities. The pasuk is all talking about the raw materials. The pasuk is all talking about the natural entities. Chita, saora. Not talking about lechem and things like that. Not even the anovim. Which is essentially a shemen. It's still a zeis shemen. Even the grapes. I mean, the grapes is anovim. So it's talking about that the land, the Eretz Yisrael, has these things that just are naturally there. So it can't be talking about a refined product in the end. It's not going to be talking about a refined product. It's going to be talking about a man-made thing. Right.
Give a shevach on the heart.
That's not the shevach. Right, that would be lacking in the shevach. Well, the shevach is all there. It's just there.
Why does he...
So it must be talking about the honey that's Zov Me'ilav. Must be. Right? Now, one second. Now, what does that show you, though? It shows you now that that's Bechlal Shivas Aminim. Right? So that's what I was saying. I mean, it must be the Bahag. With the way that Rush is learning the Bahag, you could bring, as Bikurim, apparently you could bring it. How could you not? And if you ate that Dvash, you'd be Chayev Chomish. I mean, there's no other way to understand. I don't think there's any way to split those two. But that's how he's learning the Pesukim. He's saying that he's learning the Pesukim to say Dvash, and it can't be, it must be talking about the natural Dvash. So what do you see? You see that what? That the Torah is equating the natural Dvash with the date, because it's really a reference to the date. Right? Now that would be good. That would be very good and very nice. And I would say that what? It's a separate thing. It's a separate din by Dvash. It's Halacha. It's a Kosov. Right? But the Rush takes it as a universal concept. It's interesting. Of course, what does he say next? Oh, so then he goes so far to say, you'll make a bar priest and you'll make a alaperos. Right? So why does he just say, because they're not in the Pasuk? Very simple why it's not like them. Because the Pasuk doesn't say those things. Right?
You know, the
Pasuk
has a
snarf. So that's what the Ramash is saying. That it has to make sense still. It has to make sense. And you have to be able to be mechalek. It can't be just that there's a gzeiras hakosav that the dvash that zav me'elov is part of the shivas aminim. It has to be that there's a concept that that says it still has a shame pri, and you have to now be mechalek between the different types of mashkin. Why is this mashka? Why is the Torah saying that this mashka has the shame pri, but the ain't tapuchim won't. The ain't tapuchim won't. What's the difference? You have to be mechalik now. What's the difference? Go ahead.
The honey yotzi mal yedei ketisha eschita, aval hazav me'elav mina tamarim hayinu dvash hamru pasuk.
Yeah. So he says, what's the difference? The difference is those are what? What are you saying? They come out through grinding and squeezing. Crushing and squeezing. Violently. But the right, you have to force it out. But this is just comes out. Right? That's a big difference. Yeah. So what do you say?
Is that true about dates?
I don't know how much honey they get like that. I don't know if he needs like a large quantity of honey or if he's just talking about
bags sticky when you bring home.
Yeah, maybe near the bottom of the right. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if they do that. Leave out the date. Don't know.
I don't want honey anyways.
Isn't the point just that, like his whole point about how he's proving that it has to be the Pasuk referring to something that Zav Me'elov is because if the Pasuk's trying to reference the products that are a Shevach of Eretz Yisrael, then you're not going to refer to the thing that's not really a natural product.
Right.
He's saying that if it's Shita, then it just means a man's coming and he's
But he wants to know how much divide. Is that really like a commodity that they leave dates and they let them drip and then they take the honey and then package it and sell it? Or is it just like there's a little bit of an extra honey on the side? I mean, it's just like
the cream of the milk.
It's just, you know, that's like a fringe benefit to being a date picker. You get to get a little the honey on the way.
Lick the dates.
But it's not really, we lick the dates, of course. But it's not really a product. I don't know. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. Yeah. Yeah, apples don't drip. That much I know. Yeah. I mean, it's a nice idea. It sounds good from the psukim. The only thing is, it's made peros. I mean, it's still made peros. It's still made peros.
Isn't he defining it as not made peros, though? I mean, he's saying made peros is defined as that which you squeeze.
Yeah, but how do you, what kind of a definition is that? What kind of a definition is that? It's still made peros. Yeah.
I think maybe like this, that the idea is that really here the Zavash is part of the pre itself. Why? Because we define the pre by a certain surah of, you know, the way it grows on a tree.
Right.
And the tzura of this thing physically is that you have the, what we would call the body of the fruit, but all besides that, physically, you have part of the tzura is that there's honey coming out of it. So that's defined as the structure of the fruit on the tree is the body of the fruit, and also an essential component of that structure is the honey that's coming out of it. So that honey is just as easily called the fruit as what we would call the fruit itself.
So what's the mahalakos?
It's
difficult, right? I hear what you're saying, Let me just ask you a side question. What does it mean, ishtani l'iluya?
That's simply that he passes over one opportunity for what he feels is higher. Just by virtue of the fact he's passing over A, means that B is higher than A, so to speak.
Well, that's a good question. We don't know do people really sacrifice the date to let it just become honey? I don't know. This type of honey, they just let it drip? It's a good question. But how can you argue whether it's ishtani l'iluya or not? I mean, the other Rishonim are going to say, it's not ishtani l'iluya. It's not like Zaysim. I mean, they're going to have to say it's not like Zaysim. Right? It's not ishtani l'iluya. Right. Yeah. See, I think that ishtani l'iluya, what he means, and this is a different time than he gives by the Pasuk? I mean, once you get to this idea from the Pasuk, what do you need this time of Ishtani Leluya? It's a Gedera Sakasa. I mean, Torah is revealing to you an idea. Right?
Yeah. Also, why does it say Ravashi's case is when you mix it with water? Why not just say it's when you squeezed it?
Yeah, I don't think he really squeezed date. My opinion is you can't really squeeze date. They soak it in water, I think. They have to, soak it in water. I think that's what he means. That's a good question. Well, I don't know.
Our grammar would beg to differ.
Who?
What is it? Our experiment.
Who?
He said our experiment would beg
to
differ. Ken's not here. He can't tell.
Well, we don't get fresh dates. It's very hard to get a fresh date in this part of the world. Right?
I've never had.
They look really different when they're like when we have them.
They don't look
totally
shriveled up.
You can get them occasionally. Right?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are they even brown when they're like fresh?
They're much lighter than they are when they're dry.
Are they brown when they're fresh? Are they
no one's ever seen one.
No one's ever seen one?
Nobody ever.
I mean, for years, the only date I ever saw was the little rolled ones with coconut on the outside. You guys probably don't even know what I'm talking about.
Nope.
Hell, you know what I'm talking about? That box with the little fork?
Yeah.
Sure, we fight over that little spear thing.
Yeah, the spear thing.
You know what I'm talking about. They have an almond in each one.
Of course, you would know what the spear
is. Even has no idea.
In fact, it was actually from warfare.
Prongs.
That's right.
Oh, the prongs.
That's the Pasuk.
Right.
They just like
goopy instead of being like dry. It's very goopy.
Yeah, they're definitely
a scientific
term. Well, you should bring us back some next time we go.
Yeah, because they'll be fresh on that.
Bring us the date.
Yeah.
You go to the tree.
No,
I'm saying they've been dried out.
They're all dried.
Well, they don't stay fresh from wherever remote place they come from.
Yeah. I think what you're saying is true. Yeah. I think what I'm saying. I mean, it's definitely going to be a hard machlokas every time. It's definitely going to be a big machlokas here.
Well, let's take the other Rishonim. What do the other Rishonim say? Forget about what you said about the Bahag. What are the other Rishonim going to say? Off the bat. They're just going to say that it doesn't have the tzura of the fruit. Right? It's still considered a yotze min apri. I don't care if it came willingly or unwillingly. Right? It's still a yotze min apri. And it's still considered removed from the tzura of the pri. Right? And it's still considered removed from the tzura of the pri. And apparently... And apparently it's not like... apparently the Rashba is going to have to say also that it's essentially... That happens when it's old. It's not the way you necessarily prepare them. But... So the question is, how is the Bahag going to hold it still has the shame of the pri when it's when we have a rule that that which is a extract from the pri is not the shame pri? Yeah.
It's not that an extract per se means that it doesn't have the shame pri. It's simply the fact that you came and you did schita, so that's like a gila milsa, that's just the distortion of the pri. But here, you see the fact that honey will just drip out naturally, that reflects that it is a natural idea in the pri itself.
I mean, it's somewhat like an extract that's not extracted, right? I mean, right. That's what it is. It's like an extract that's
just
not extracted.
Just coming out naturally.
It seems like there are going to be cholik on the basic idea of Zeya Ba'alma, like he's holding it's because you do schita. They're saying, no, we don't care how you did it.
Right. Yeah.
Meaning, like, it's not the fact that it's an extract, it's rather the extraction, which is.
It's the extraction.
To be cute.
We're talking about the Bahag here?
Yeah.
Can you say simply that it is? It's just part of the fruit?
What he was saying,
yeah, but it's part of the fruit. It's part of the fruit, and then you take it out of the fruit. So why isn't the juice part of the fruit? How is it different than the juice? Yeah, go ahead.
Like well, as we were, and descriptively as we were saying before, you have an orange or something. We were defining the fruit using the term waste compared to.
I mean, it is similar. It is similar to what we were saying in the Rashi yesterday, slightly similar. But what you're saying, right? That like it comes out. Now, is he saying that in the original date? Since you can have something that's Zav Me'elav, he's saying that the date really has two components.
Right. I don't know how to explain Shtani Luya, though.
See, I can explain Shtani Luya.
I'm saying in terms of what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if it would fit.
I can explain in terms of what you're saying.
It's good to hear.
I think Shtani Luya is not referring to the date. It's referring to the dvash. It's referring to the dvash. Meaning to say, he's not saying that the date is improved by becoming dvash. Because the date is essentially for eating. That's essentially what the date is. But he's saying that the dvash is a zov me'elov. But in order for something that's a zov me'elov to be considered a shame pri, and not just a waste, it has to improve when it comes out. You understand what I'm saying? In order to be able to say that the drippings are not just a loss, and they're just detracting from the juiciness of the fruit. Now, is it Zav Me'elav, but not just any Zav Me'elav has a din of the pri. It has to be a Zav Me'elav that becomes better outside of the pri. You know what I'm saying? It has to have, because inside of the pri, it was just lachos. It was just wetness. I mean, maybe it helped the pri a little bit. But it's just basically wetness. Outside of the pre, it congeals into a greater entity than it ever was inside the pre. it is transformed into a better entity. In terms of its juiciness is better served outside as dvash than facilitating the achila of the tamar. Yeah.
You're saying that that's not the case in any other fruit? No fruit juice improves itself when it leaves the fruit?
Not in its natural zav me'ilav.
Fits the language. This is the pronoun all the time when he's talking about dvash.
The pronoun is the dvash. Yeah, what do you say?
He says, v'hushanasam bo'mayim, bo means dvash. He put it in it, it's dvash. D'ilavado, v'orach alab v'pireit, v'dish ta'il yaluya. The it itself was still talking about dvash.
Right. And in that sense, he's saying it's like the zayas. That now you can say that the oil, it's like the oil that comes out over there, the whole fruit is really for the oil. So when the oil comes out, that's really emerging as a separate entity. But in order for the thing that comes out to be to have an identity of the fruit, it has to be that it's like there was a latent fruit in it to begin with. You know, it's like it has to be that in the beginning. In other words, you have to. It's not enough that something will drip out. That's not enough to say that in the tomar there are two entities. Because something can drip out and just be waste. Why does that make it a fruit? Right? It has to be that when it comes out, it's going to be improved. Then you can say that it has a shame free. But that's why it's not two reasons. It's the same reason. It's part of the Bahag, when he puts it in over there, he's already assuming he understands his idea of Zav Me'elov, and he's just qualifying it. But of course, the Zav Me'elov has to be qualified by the fact that it's an improvement. But not an improvement in the Pri. Right? Okay. Yeah.
Can you say the Shem Zayas thing?
By Shem Zayas in behind, you're saying that over there, we say Shem Zayas means the Pri is improved?
Good question. Does it mean the Pri is improved? Shtani Li'iluya. Over there, it does mean that. I mean, that's the general idea.
You're sucking out the oil.
He doesn't say it's like Shemen Zayas, that it's improved like Shemen Zayas. He just says it's like Shemen Zayas.
What does he mean by that?
What does he mean that it's like Shemen Zayas? Good question. What does he mean it's like Shemen Zayas? I think he means to say that the latent juice in the Shemen, the Shemen in the Zayas is considered the pre, because when it comes out, it becomes a better, it becomes a separate entity. In other words, you can have contained in the natural pre another pre, and that's the shemen. So too here, you can have contained in the tamar another entity of pre, and
by,
that's the dvash.
So by tamar, though, the fact that it's a pre is because it drips out.
That's
that
right.
Shows it. But by shemen,
exactly.
Not because it drips out, but
exactly.
Because
that's
the like the essence.
Correct. But everything else he holds, is, since it's not the ikker like the shemen, this is not the ikker like the shemen. So now it's just considered a shinoi in the thing to get it out. That's ksisha and shchita. That's just a shinoi in the thing. So you can't consider it the original shem pri.
Can you say that again about the different houses like olive oil?
Yeah, one second. Yeah.
But if it is that the honey is a natural yishani deluya of the pri, then
it's
why
not?
Not what?
It's not.
It's a natural. I'm saying the honey itself is improved.
Of the honey.
Right.
Okay. Then why would you not say that if you squeezed it and manufactured that thing, why not say that it halachically now has this halachim of a fruit?
Right.
And we don't care.
That would only be if the ikar of the fruit is that juice. That's only zayas and yayim. That's only zayas and another.
So anything you do unnaturally would be like taking apple juice, but if it came out naturally, that would be more like shemen.
That's correct. In other words, it has to be in the way it grows that this other product is part of it. Either because that's the whole ikar of the fruit, to be a juice. That's what he means, just like shemen. But over here, it's not the whole ikar of the fruit is to be a juice. But since it's a natural zav, and that zav, when it comes out, is recognized as a product on its own, see, shtani l'iluya. You don't just say, "Oh, I just lost some. Date wetness." You know, then you say, "Oh, there's a new entity. There's honey." Then you can say that it's part initial of the initial pre. Right? Yeah.
But isn't it enough just that we know that in the end, the honey will come out, So what does it matter whether you squeeze it or not? There's if it's just
no, well, if you squeeze it, that's not the, then you're not getting out the stuff. That's the original zuf. I mean, yeah, if you could squeeze out exactly what would have come out, I'd say in economic. Yeah.
Can you say one more time how exactly is the shine lily the tvash?
Yeah, because all I'm saying, what he means by that is that it's not enough that it's zov me'elov, but it has to be considered that when it comes out, it is recognized as a good thing on its own. In other words, that, it's not just that the date lost moisture, but the moisture coming out has to become a new product. So you say that the wetness, whatever was zov me'elov, when it comes out, that in terms of itself is an improvement, because before it was just buckled to the date, but now it's becoming its own usable product. So in terms of that, it's ishtayin lulu. Right. Right. Yeah.
So how would he be defining zeya ba'alma?
Yeah. So what is zeya ba'alma? So what about when you mix it with the water? When you mix it with the water, shenosan bo maya.
Well, I mean, is he just...
What does he mean by nosan bo mayim? I'm not sure what he means by that. Does he mean you put water in the honey? Or it means you put the... I mean, that's what it means, right?
Seems like you've created an entity that's clearly separate from the fruit. You no longer say it's a part of the pre.
Now it's not called zeya, though. Now it's like the opposite, you think.
I mean, just in general, it's like...
Zeya is the same definition, that it's an extract from the fruit, but he holds... that if it's zov me'elov, so then it's contained in the original pri. It's like the tomer had two peros in it. See, I think that's what the maram holds. The maram holds it's like it's two peros, but there's an ikur and a tafel. So the ikur one gets a bar pir eitz, and the honey will get a bar pir dama.
Like the tors idea.
Right, like the tors idea. Now, is the maram agrees with the bahag's definition, but he holds you can't give it a bar pir eitz. Bari Pri 8 only goes to the Pri. But this is like a secondary Pri. So they get a Bari Pri Adama. Because that's what he says. He says it's a change, but you don't knock it all the way down to the bottom. You knock it one rung lower. But nobody agreed with the Maram. That's what the Beis Yosef said. But
if you add water, it's good according to what you said.
Yeah, why?
Because then it's not the Ishtari Leluya. Because it's not that entity which emerged. Meaning it's not Eluia. It's not. The whole point is you have a new entity that emerges.
That could be.
Isn't what it's called Zaya? Maybe it's bothering me too much.
No, Zaya just means that it's not the entity. Zaya means that it's not the late. It's not the natural entity. It's an extraction. He's saying part of the fact that we call this the product of the eights, the pre, is that it's lachus that becomes a new thing. Right. Saying, but if you then mix it in to another thing, it loses its whole identity as dvash. So now it's just like moisture came out and never became shtayin lulia. You understand? It's a good shot. It's hard to say that. It's a good shot. I think it's a good shot. Unless you're going to learn that he means that you're soaking the date in water. It doesn't sound like it. But,
grammar's all wrong.
Yeah, what?
If you put water in wine, is that still a hagafen?
Depends how much water is in there. I mean, it's a good question. What does he mean that you're putting in water? It's a good question. I mean, why isn't it just the same thing as diluting anything?
I mean, it is honey, so it does have a different consistency. Well, I don't know.
I was thinking maybe you could answer by saying that it's different by wine, because by wine we were saying that that's like the ultimate pre, and also by Shimon Zayas that's the ultimate pre. So if you were to do it, that itself is an ikar. But over here we're saying that its entire status is dependent upon the way it came into existence. Meaning
right.
It's not just that this is the natural flow, but this is a substance that only in a certain circumstance can be considered a pre. So once you tamper with that in any way, you lose the Chol HaShem pre.
Right.
Explain why he specifically brings down that halacha, because it helps to explain.
I mean, he's saying from this based on the pasuk, and the pasuk is referring to that entity of Devash. And he's saying if you change that entity of Devash, you can't. The pasuk is not endorsing. The pasuk is drawing the line. How does it have to be when it comes out to be considered its own thing? And if you dilute it, that's not the entity from the pasuk anymore. I mean, we only can learn it from the pasuk. Yeah.
Could you say that? Because by wine and Shaman's ice, it's really just a liquid. The only thing is, it's like a liquid with time, you know. But
right.
Here, part of its definition as a fruit is that it's like a sticky, like you were saying, it's a congealed, sticky entity, a certain sura. So by diluting it, it's not, by diluting wine, the question is, does it retain its time? But in terms of changing the form, it's always a liquid. It's no different when you put water in. But over here, when you dilute it, it's not just a question of time, but the actual tsura of like the new entity is like a sticky, congealed entity.
I would rather just not get into it in such detail and say simple that we'll have to leave it to
you said that?
The date experts. But the pashtus is that the pasuk is telling you the shear of when the thing can be considered a pri. And part of it is the fact that when it comes out, it's Ishtani Liluya. And the Torah is telling you what type of Ishtani Liluya you require. If it fails to reach that level, either because it's diluted or naturally it doesn't come that way, it's not Ishtani Liluya enough. Yeah.
I was confused about something. Do all the Rishonim agree that, like when the Gemara is asking why Yain has a Borei Gafen, and they
right.
mentioned that Shemen Zayas is also Ishtani Liluya,
right.
they all agree that that's the Gemara is concluding that that's why Shemen Zayas has the Bor creates. Like, is Rashi's idea that it's Nita Mamashka, like, is that going along with the idea of Ishtar Lulia, or he holds, you know,
yeah, it seems so. It seems that's what it means. That's basically what it means, Ishtar Lulia. That's what
so it's not like a Chiddush of the Bahag to say that Shemen Zayas is like Ishtar Lulia, and that's why it's Zayas.
He doesn't actually say it's Ishtar Lulia, but the Gemara says Ishtar Lulia. He's just saying it's like Shemen Zayas, that they can be a liquid that has a Shem Pri in it. Yeah.
What's the problem with the Skipa?
Because that's not considered no, is he saying, when you look, everyone agrees it has to be the pri. Now he's saying, if it's naturally that the juice always is in the pri, then you can't consider the juice as a separate entity that has its own shame pri. It's only because it comes out naturally that now you can say that there's another entity within this pri. There's an entity of the zav me'elav, and that emerges as a new quality of dvash.
But now it's just not going to happen. Now we're
That's
just
right.
isolating it with our own tools.
So now, since we're isolating with our own tools, you have to define the pre by what naturally occurs. So now you're taking a pre, and you're just extracting something. So that's Zaya. It's just an extraction.
No, but that itself is also a pre, because you can see from the fact that it comes about naturally.
No, it comes naturally that it doesn't leave the fruit. Naturally, naturally the juice of the apple is not its own entity. It's only a part of the fruit.
Right.
So that's why if you would remove it, it wouldn't be considered the shame pre. It would be considered something that was removed from the pre.
Right. By the date.
But by the date,
is it?
That's
still
right.
I understand. No.
By the date, naturally, when you have the pre, there's a component within it that emerges and becomes a new entity of Dvash.
Right.
So that's built into this pre. Doesn't need any removal. Right?
But
it doesn't
there is
need
something
any process.
Potentially in it that could
yes.
exist independently from it and still be called a pre.
That's correct. Because you can't say that the tsura of the pre demands that all of the moisture is contained in it. Because naturally in this pre it comes out.
I don't understand. So, why
so now it's like you can look at that date and say there are two components. There are two components. But since there are two components naturally, they're both going to have the same break. If there's one component, one definition over here, then to get the juice out would be a distortion of that original thing.
No, but why? Because you still retain the shame pre, because the date doesn't need all the juice for
right.
it to still have the shame pre.
The apple?
Then,
the apple?
No, the date.
I'm talking about the apple.
The apple.
Right.
Fine.
But in other words, this juice, right, is it the pre? Is it the pre of the eights on the tree? Did it have its own identity as a juice? Or was it only identified with the pre?
By the apple.
Yeah.
No, it's only
it was only identified with the pre. So now when you remove it, it's just considered like you took the pre and now you have an extraction from it. So that's Zaya.
Saying that
right,
it's not
but by the date initially was in it that there's a certain zov me'elav. That's a natural process of the date itself, right? and that Zav Me'elav emerges in a refined, in a higher quality. So it's like within the date, the juice always existed as a separate entity. It didn't just exist as part of this, the flesh of the date. It existed, there were like two existences within this. So each one has a shame pre.
Right.
That's why the honey will have a shame pre. And the juice will not, of the apple.
Right. No, I understand that. But why then when you take the, when you extract the juice, or the, excuse me, the honey of the date, you actually extract it, it doesn't have the shame pre. It's a chop one.
Well, he doesn't have that case. But I would say that that's what Levy was asking before. I would say it would depend on what you're extracting. Now you're going to be extracting more than was initially defined as the juice. As if you're going to take out more than would have initially come out on its own,
it's going to end up being that you're taking out
and extracting. Then it's going to be that you're extracting.
But assuming it was the same thing.
Then it's going to be like the juice of the apple.
But assuming it was the same thing, what would be the problem?
No problem.
I mean, theoretically,
you have to be it's like a malach.
Yeah, right. Speak as indiscriminately.
I'm working on it.
Just out of curiosity, why does that bother you? Why does that bother you?
It sounds to me like the essential idea that the Bahá'í is saying is that the fact that you did Shechita is what makes it that it's not.
No, he says v'lo dami liyotzim in a rimonim u'minatenim v'lanzikol gahani yotzim ayidei k'sishah v'shechita. That's how they come out. They are locked in there. That's the only way they come out. I don't know if you. It's a good question. But if you would extract the honey prematurely, it's a good question. Would you say, but it's going to come out to a different type of a question. It's going to come out to a question that if you take it out early, can you say that that's the component that would have come out? That's a separate kind of question.
Right. No, but I'm still just confused about the basic concept. In other words, it sounded to me like you were saying that the very fact that it is Zav Me'elav,
right.
So that reflects that even when it is inside of the Tamra,
right.
So it just exists as a separate entity. So
correct.
According to that, it would sound like logic. You would say that even if you squeezed it out, so fine. The fact that it will at some point be Zav Me'elav.
Well, it's like a Brera. It's like a Brera. I mean, whatever is Zav Me'elav, that's how we know that was a separate entity.
Right. That's what I'm asking. In other words, that's one way to say it. Or you could say that, no, the fact that when it is in fact Zav Me'elav, so that... That's when the pre.
See, the reason why I don't want to say that, the reason why I don't want to say that is because I am convinced and that all the shame pre has to be on the tree.
And there's no possibility to learn that when it is of Me'elav, that's when it's a separate thing. But when it's in the pre, it's always
has to be in the pre. Has to be in the pre.
Has to be two ideas of pre.
Has to be two ideas of pre in there. It could be there are two ideas in there and one doesn't emerge till later, but it's got to go back to that pre. You can say conceptually there are two ideas, it doesn't have to be physically there are two components. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's not like you're going to cut it up and you're going to say, oh, this is the honey part, this is the date. You know? But conceptually, you're going to have to say it goes back to the pre itself. So you're asking me if I extract it on my own, can I say that is the conceptual part that was on its own? That's a separate question, I don't know. That's like a Yesh Breyer question. Yeah.
I just had a question on a simple shot of how he's understanding it. If he's saying that the Dvash Tamarim is really when it's mixed with water, right?
He's saying when the Gemara refers to Dvash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, right.
So then when it continues and it says when it groups the Dvash Tamarim with the
That's a good
things,
question. Those are not mixed with water. That's a good question. I mean, that's a good question.
I was talking about Ziad Alma. That's the category.
Yeah. No. It's a good question. I mean, it's true. He has to make a lot of ukimtas in the Gemara. The Gemara is sometimes talking about not all the fruit juices are the same. You're right.
But so that's regular dvash.
That's
apparently
that's regular juice.
Regular juice.
The dvash tamarim, the duvsha, the tamarim, the dvash tamarim, and the mishnah are mixed with water.
Okay. Yeah. But
then, the yain tapuchim is regular. It's just squeezed apple juice. I'm sorry, I cut you off. What were you going
to
say?
I'm just wondering, it doesn't seem to make sense, because if he's saying, even if you're going to say that the Dvash Tamarim being to Pukum Vachom Tzvaniot, right, that's talking about regular plain Dvash.
No, it's not.
You're saying that it's still mixed with water.
It has to be mixed with water.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was asking.
Right. Yeah, it's a new Kimta. I mean, it seems doesn't sound like that's what the Mishnah is saying. I mean, you're right, he's going to have to say that, though. Otherwise, the whole Gemara doesn't work. Because the Gemara is saying it's a Macholokos Tanayim based on these two issues. So the other Rishonim, though, hold that what? That the other Rishonim hold, they reject this idea of the pre, Besocha pre. They reject that idea. They hold you can't say that what's going to happen later, maybe that's what's bothering you. They hold you can't say that based on what's going to happen later can reflect backwards and say there were two peros here. If right now there's only one idea of the edible tamar, there's a date, you don't say that is the shame pri. You don't say that since this thing has in it something that's going to come out later, that's later. Later that'll be zov mea pri. But it's not going to go back and say in lechatchila there were two peros. Yeah.
I don't know if this is going to be helpful, but when does it actually drip out? Is it only like after it's ripe? Like, I mean, that could help the other.
Imagine it's overripe. Imagine usually overripe things start dripping.
Right. So I mean, according to the Rishonim, you could say that's helpful because in its natural state of achila, it hasn't reached that point yet.
Right. So I would imagine they cut it off first and then it drips. I would doubt they keep it on that long until it starts dripping already. Other fruits, you ever see like a mango? Sometimes you have a mango that's there for that sits for a long time. You see, it starts to drip at the top where it was cut. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I do. I've seen it. It's like going even more so than the juice becomes bad and turns into an avocado. But yeah, I've seen that.
Takes on the form of avocado.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never seen such a thing.